Welcome back to the Strong with Julie podcast. Can't believe we're already on day six. And today we're talking about supplements. We're going to keep it short, sweet, simple, and a tangible takeaway for you guys so you're not overwhelmed when it comes to supplements. I'm going to let you know what my supplement routine is, including vitamins as well, and then other vitamins and supplements that I would recommend to potential clients or anyone that's struggling in a specific area. But just for some background, I do work with Bomar Nutrition, and I've worked with a lot of brands since being in this industry for 4 years, so I've tried a lot. And I actually started working with Bomar back in 2020, and then I wanted to do not as an exclusive relationship with them so I could try out different brands and see what I like, and I came back to them. I'm still not completely exclusive to them because you guys know I love my Alani energy drinks and I just cannot give up some Alani products. But a majority of the products that I do get are from Bomar because they are third-party tested. They're not FDA approved. I don't think any supplements are technically, but they're the most tested that a supplement can get. Even their protein, it's high quality, low temperature processed protein powder. They have so many flavors. And yeah, it's low in lactose too, which I like because it doesn't hurt my tummy. But when I'm referring to some of the supplements, I know not all brands sell them. So that's why I just wanted to put that out there, because Melt, for example, and their Sharp products, other companies don't have that. So just a heads up, not me technically selling it to you, but hey, if you want to add code Julie, you do save money and I get a little bit of commission as an affiliate with them. But let's get right into it, because I want to just give you guys the one-on-one, the basics, because there's so many supplements out there and I want this to be your one-stop shop of getting knowledge and knowledge that you understand and things that I've tried that actually work, because I know there's a lot of supplements on the market that are kind of just filled with colors and not actual ingredients that are going to make you feel good, but just fillers because it's not FDA approved and just trying to make a quick buck. It is also important to remember that they are called supplements for a reason, so they're only supplement to a good training and diet routine. I wouldn't even worry about supplements if you're just starting out at the gym and eating better, because it's just gonna overwhelm you, okay? But once you got that down and you start doing it for a few weeks, you have a good routine going, you feel like your nutrition's doing better, and you notice, hey, maybe I need more protein. Maybe I want to start taking creatine. Maybe I need some more magnesium around my period. Then you can start adding and supplementing that. But let's get our whole food sources, our good training regime, a little bit down before we start adding these things so we're not overwhelmed. There's no magical supplement out there that will drastically improve your results without first nailing the training and nutrition aspect first. So yeah, that being said, these are a couple I use myself to improve performance, my health, and also recovery. So starting off, I want to talk about creatine monohydrate, and I actually have a very large PDF in my client resource folder all about supplements. So some of the information I'm going to be reading from there, but creatine monohydrate is a very well-researched supplement. It's actually the most researched on the market when it comes to muscle growth and bettering performance in the gym. So research shows that creatine has the ability to improve exercise performance by producing energy during activity. It does this by releasing energy to help cellular function during times of stress. So this effect can result in an increase of strength while also providing benefits to your brain and your liver, which I think is the coolest thing ever. There's lots of articles on this too if you want to do your own research, but 5 grams of a creatine monohydrate daily seems to be effective dose to achieve the above, but there's a lot of creatine out there that has more than just the monohydrate. You just need the monohydrate. You could even get it off Amazon. Make sure it's third-party tested. And it doesn't matter what time of the day you take it, as long as you just take it every day. So for me, I always remember to take it after my workout with a protein shake, or sometimes I'll even do it before with my pre-workout and mix it in with something because it doesn't taste like anything. And then I'll just take it quick, forget about it the day of, and you're not going to see the changes right away. But little changes you might notice is, let's say you could do 3 push-ups this week. Next week, maybe you could do 5 push-ups. It's increasing your performance. Or if you could do lat pull downs at 55 pounds, Maybe next week you could do 5 lat pull downs at 65 pounds. So it's your performance is going up. Maybe you're getting faster on the treadmill. You can walk faster, run faster, things like that. Now, there are lots of myths when it comes to creatine, like you have to do the loading phase. You don't have to do that. Again, we're overcomplicating things. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it 5 grams per day. That you're going to have hair loss. Studies show that does not happen. So don't worry about that. I got lots of hair, okay? But yeah, that is creatine and I do take it myself. Next one I want to talk about is protein powder. So a protein powder supplement can be a very useful supplement, contributing to your total daily protein intake. So I'm 135 pounds. I set a goal of roughly 135 grams of protein per day. And one scoop of protein powder, I like the hot chocolate one from Bomar. One scoop of that is 25 grams of protein. So right off the bat, I'm taking a nice dig into the protein goal I have to hit each day. And I don't have to make a bunch of like chicken, turkey, beef for all of that. I can just get it with a nice scoop of hot chocolate, which is really nice. You could even mix it with, I do it with almond milk and you can heat it up and it tastes really good. But whey protein comes from dairy, so it is one of the two proteins found in milk. The other protein being casein, so there's a dairy protein and a casein. Whey can be absorbed at a much more efficient rate in comparison to the other proteins. So whey is absorbed a little bit faster, especially a whey isolate. That's the one with a little bit less lactose, so if you're lactose free or need a little bit of lactose because you get tummy ache, I would go either a vegan protein or a whey isolate. So there are also vegan or dairy-free protein powders out there too. I think Bomar does an egg white one, which is kind of cool, and I think it's lemon cake flavored. But the most useful time I personally find in implementing a protein powder is in the morning or post-workout, or even at night with my Ninja Creamy, which is nice. And then this is completely optional, of course. We want to get our whole foods first, but it could be helpful in hitting your goals. A rule of thumb that I use is not to try to exceed one fake protein source per day. So either a protein powder or a protein bar. So if I do half a scoop in the morning, half a scoop at night, that would just be one serving, which is cool. Because any more than that could start affecting your gut potentially, but just try to stick to whole foods and then just supplement it, you know? Okay, third supplement is L-glutamine that I take every day, and that helps with overall muscle recovery post-activity. So taking it after my workout with creatine, the protein powder, you can mix it all in. This one also doesn't have any flavor, and it helps decrease muscle soreness through improved muscle repair and glycogen replenishing. So maintaining a high nitrogen balance in the muscle prevents muscle breakdown. Therefore, you retain more muscle. And the specific mechanism of action and role of the L-glutamine is it utilizing nitrogen atoms. So that's where that connection goes with your muscles. And glutamine helps direct the body where and when to place the nitrogen atoms in order to rebuild and repair muscle tissue. So there's science behind this, okay? You can look up even more articles on it. But in order to build muscle mass and strength, you need to maintain a positive nitrogen balance. So that is something that L-glutamine can aid in. But yeah, I take that every day. And actually, I started taking it not because of the hypeness it has in the fitness industry, but because my Vava, who is my grandmother, has been taking L-glutamine, guys, I swear, for 30 years. Wherever she goes, she travels, she brings her little L-glutamine powder box, and she takes it in the morning or after her walks, and I've seen her do that growing up, so I started doing it even before I got into the gym, and it's just something that stuck. Next up, we got a vitamin D3. So vitamin D, it is a vitamin and a supplement that has a lot of health benefits. It increases cognition, immunity, and bone health, just to name a few. And for those living in countries with little to no sunlight for several months throughout the year, it is super important to take a vitamin D3. If you're indoors a lot, if you're not getting a lot of sun, definitely good, you know, in the winter, vitamin D3 and calcium. So calcium helps build and maintain bones, while vitamin D helps your body effectively absorb the calcium. They work in tangent. They're both really important for women, especially to build bone health. So as females, we're more likely to get osteoporosis later in life. Each year we lose a certain amount of muscle mass, so we want to make sure that we're doing the things like weight training, keeping up with our vitamin D3, keeping up with our protein intake to make sure that we're not losing that significant amount of muscle mass, because as we age, again, osteoporosis, potentially falling, breaking a bone, it could be really scary. We want to build muscle so we can protect our bodies. Next up, we have magnesium. So nearly 30% of the population is deficient in magnesium. Magnesium plays a crucial role in our bodies, such as supporting muscle and nerve function and energy production. Low magnesium levels usually don't cause symptoms. However, chronically low levels can increase our risks of high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and osteoporosis, like we talked about before. And it can also improve sleep. So if you take magnesium at night, that's great. But a lot of women are deficient in magnesium, especially around our periods. So I always say taking a magnesium supplement for my clients that have really bad PMS symptoms around that time of the month. Well, they should really be taking it consistently, but it'll help with their PMS pains as well. Okay, we got four left. How are we doing? Are we hanging in there? So these are all ones that still I take, okay? We have fish oil. So fish oils are a combination of two different kinds of omega-3 fatty acids. So one of them is EPA, and I cannot pronounce it. It's like eicopentanoic, okay? You have to look it up. And then we have DHA, which is docosahexaenoic acid, okay? You gotta look it up. So these fatty acids can usually be found in fish along with some animal products. And benefits of the fish oils are improved lipid profile, reduced risk of plaque buildup, healthier blood vessels, and more. There's a lot of benefits for fish oil, okay? It is a really great supplement. And Bomar specifically is very high quality and doesn't give you those fishy burps after you take it. So normally I have the omega-3 fish oils just in the morning, and you can also get them in your local health store. So it's not something that you have to order online either. Next up, we have a multivitamin, specifically a woman's multivitamin if you are a woman. But yeah, I'm a firm believer that everyone should be taking a multivitamin daily. Supplementing with it can be a great way of boosting just your overall vitamin and mineral intake and complement your normal diet. I wouldn't solely recommend relying on a multivitamin and ignoring your vegetable intake and your micros, of course. Eating fruits and vegetables have a lot of benefits, as well as like adding volume to your meals and making sure that you're fuller for longer. But yeah, most fruit and vegetables are also high in fiber, which makes you feel fuller longer. But just a multivitamin is a good thing to just tick off. And another thing is, I want to add this in here as a bonus one, but speaking of fiber, if you struggle to get your 25 to 35 grams in per day, that could also be a very helpful supplement, especially if you struggle with bloating, because you know, under 25 grams of fiber per day, you can experience bloating or in a bad digestive tract. And same goes for going way above the daily fiber intake, the 35 grams, you can also experience pain. But yeah, fiber, multivitamin, let's pair those together. And then we have pre-workout. Pre-workout supplements are really popular at the moment, and they're used by a lot of gym goers. Don't dry scoop, don't do it. 200 milligrams of caffeine that quick is too much. I wouldn't exceed 400 milligrams in the day, but me personally, I never exceed over 300 milligrams because if I do, I get really anxious and jittery. You can totally take like half a scoop instead of the full scoop for a lot of pre-workouts. For the Bomar one, I tend to do half of one scoop, and the serving size is two scoops. So I'm really having like 100 milligrams of caffeine per scoop, and that makes me feel good and it doesn't give me the tingles. The beta alanine is what will give you tingles. But yeah, this is great for just like a boost if you need it, especially if you work out in the morning and you're struggling to find the motivation. Have some pre-workout. You're not going to sit home with pre-workout, right? You're going to go to the gym. So that's a good sneaky way to get yourself out the house. And just give you an extra kick in the butt. But yeah, pre-workout is a fun one, but definitely not a necessary one. I like the sour gummy flavor. That's my favorite. Last but not least, we have BCAAs and EAAs. So they kind of fall into the same category, branched-chain amino acids and then essential amino acids. There is some research that shows that these products are helpful in recovery. However, not many are supported. What I like about these is if you struggle with your water intake, such an easy way to get water in is a nice, yummy flavored water. They have a orange juice flavor EAA, and I could sip on that all day. So if you struggle with water, like for me, my grandma and my mom hate water. I've never met anyone that hates water except for them. But if you hate water, you could do this, and it just helps you stay hydrated throughout the day. And when we're hydrated, our skin is glowy. We're feeling fuller longer because we aren't dehydrated, and it's just overall a good thing to drink our water. 3 to 4 liters per day is typically what I recommend. But yeah, that was most of the supplements. Some optional ones that I've been liking from Bomar are the Sharp drinks. So good. The strawberry pineapple is delicious and it helps you with focus. So Sharp, and then that's a nootropic. And then the last one is Melt. So Melt is, advertised as a improvement of fat oxidation. So if you're in a cut, it's supposed to help increase metabolic efficiency. Now, I've seen this work for some people, but it only works if you're actually in a calorie deficit. And there is an ingredient in it that is meant to help with cravings, okay? So it's meant to help with your hunger as well. So that hormone ghrelin, it helps with silencing it a little bit. Now, is it perfect? Do I think it will actually help you lose weight? Not really. I think you need a calorie deficit. Again, you need a good workout routine. But it does have L-tryptophan in it and a green leaf extract. Also capsicum. It's like a fruit extract and L-carnitine in it. So it could potentially, I was told L-carnitine, and based on my research, just comes out in your piss. So I think it does help a little bit, but it could be, what is it? Not the Mandela effect, but the placebo effect, that it, when you drink it, you aren't as snacky throughout the day. But it could be one that you could try and see if it helps. And then I also love the protein cornbread and the cornbread nut butter. So those are my favorite supplements. Those are the ones I always recommend for just starting out. Again, you don't have to take all of them, but if you're slowly building up your supplement regime, this could be helpful for that. And yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful night. This one I filmed a little bit later. So we just had a really busy day, but I wanted to get it up for you guys so you can have day 6. And tomorrow should be a fun one too. So I can't wait. Have a good night. Love you.